Hey, good afternoon, Aaron.
So let's start by talking about the open letter. I know it's a longer one, but can you read some of it for us to give us a sense of the statement and the emotion and the statement and the position of the Board of Commissioners?
Well, sure. Or maybe rather than read it, I could probably summarize and
Summarize it,
would
yeah.
encourage people, to go to hillsboroughnc.gov. We have it posted, certainly on Facebook and Twitter. And we were responding to a lot of requests and comments that we have heard from our constituency and the concern that people have been having. So we wanted to acknowledge that and then talk about what is it that is within our power to do and how we are going to proceed. Probably the key message is we want to serve as an example of what good government can look like. And so we're going to continue with our to be steadfast in our dedication to what we're trying to do and do competent and good government in town. And that means being a good steward, to say what we're doing, to make it transparent, to make our decisions based on facts, to gather different opinions, and to make sure that we include, all peoples in our community. I think there's three things that we wanted to highlight. Let me step back and say, we started this letter before the executive order about immigration, but it sort of fits perfectly into it. I think part of this began, I know for me, when the middle of last week, there was the information from the EPA and the Park Service and was being removed from websites.
Right.
I said, let's we're doing all kinds of things in town to support to mitigate climate change, to support sort of green practices. Let's consolidate that and put it on our web page and make sure that's available to people because it's sort of spread out through everything. So we created a web page. And so that's one of the things that were included. The three things that we specifically included in our letter was talking about the environment, that we're continuing to that stewardship. We're protecting it. We want to protect our natural resources. We're going to try to protect the environment in our operations and in our ordinances. We are certainly going to try to do our best not to disproportionately burden a particular group or a particular area with environmental issues. And we are going to create this web page. The second thing we wanted to highlight in our letter is our policing. We are very much committed to continuing a community policing model. Certainly, we've heard from the Latino community, from other folks, are we going to change what our policing policies are? No, we are not. It is really based on transparency. We're sharing information. We want to be careful about our use of force. But the whole part about community policing, it relies on the people trusting that police will look after your safety regardless of how you look or what you believe or where you're from, what you're wearing. And we want to continue to build that outreach to say our police are here to serve and protect anybody who finds themselves in Hillsborough. And finally, what we can do as leaders is we will continue to speak out. We want to include let people know of diverse faith and cultures and sexual practices, and whether you have disabilities or regardless of your gender identity or immigration status or your political persuasion. We want you to know that you're welcome here in town, and we want to make this a safe and welcoming and inclusive community. And that's something that we're going to stand by and try to do that every single day by being a good example of what good local government can do, what a community can be.
And again, you can get that full statement if you're listening out there and you want to read it on the town's website, which is hillsboroughnc.gov. hillsboro.gov. And again, longer statement from the Hillsboro Board of Commissioners, one of several that are coming out from municipalities across Orange County and beyond. Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, the Orange County Board of Commissioners had their retreat at the end of last week, and sort of the crux of the agenda was what potential sort of external factors are coming or are ongoing that might affect our ability or make it more difficult or change the way that we go about promoting and protecting the values and the missions and the goals that we say that we are protecting and furthering here locally, and what can we do and what do we have to think about maybe doing to change what we do locally in order to keep protecting those values and advancing those missions. And that was a much more broad discussion over and above the new administration. There were other things going on beyond that. But for Hillsboro, has there been any change sort of externally that you've experienced, or do you anticipate there being any change externally, any additional external pressures that will make it more difficult, or I guess make it easier either way, for the town to continue protecting its values and promoting its goals and agendas and missions? And if so, what is the town anticipating doing in response to that?
Well, a couple of things. Let me go back to environment. Who knows what's going to be coming down the pike, either at the state level or at the federal level. We are committed to being good stewards for the environment. Even if lots of regulations are lifted. I mean, we've got to have clean water. We have to clean water for the folks who are downstream from us. Certainly in how we take care of our own properties and assets, how we go about our business, even if we're not allowed to, for some reason the government's not talking about climate change, we're still going to be trying to reduce our carbon footprint, not idling cars, and just, little ways and big ways, trying to do our part for environmental stewardship. There's certainly laws that go into policing. Certainly there could be either federal or state requirements that get handed down. We'll deal with those, as they come to us. But we want people to know we're committed to a community approach. Certainly depending, right now that we're looking at the DeVos confirmation for schools. This could have a huge impact on schools, which could also come through a statewide. And that's not going to be overnight, but it certainly the quality of our public education means a tremendous amount to the quality of life in our communities. So it feels like we're approaching this on many fronts. I think the biggest one is we have a growing diversity in Hillsboro. I've talked there, specifically with folks who, have different religious backgrounds, who, are Muslims, or, in the temple, or come back, are in biracial marriages, or, folks certainly in the LGBTQ community, are feeling particularly vulnerable right now. So I think, regardless of what comes down, we're just going to keep speaking up. If you're Muslim, Latino, LGBTQ, if you're African American, or another group of color, if you have a disability, I know people can feel particularly vulnerable. We want people to know that their leaders are going to welcome them here, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that everyone is part of our community and is involved in our community and has the protection of our community.
Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and speaking of policing, actually a really cool development for Hillsboro Police that was just announced in the last couple of days, which is cognitive command training, which is a new training program that Hillsboro Police are going through with a lot of promise. Talk about that.
Oh, it is so cool, Aaron. This is something that came out of the driver training that we've been doing for many, many years. A lot of folks are familiar with it in our own area because our town manager has expertise as a race car driver. We have been doing courses in effective driving for our police officers and sharing that with emergency responders and others. We started doing some information statewide for the league, trying to make that available to other departments. And in part of that process, we got to work some with Dr. Jonathan Page, who's doing research on the brain and some of this faster, slower training. They would actually hook up folks to electrodes and kind of measure their stress responses while they're driving and do a before and after. So we're collecting some research. And of course, this is no surprise for folks with a psychology background, but certainly when you're in a very, very stressful situation, your body responds and it can feel very normal, but that's if you're driving, you know, you could be going 90, 100 miles an hour and kind of hardly notice it. Mm-hmm. You know, you get kind of tunnel vision. There's certain responses that the body has, and there's ways to train yourself to take a breath, to focus in, and you want to build in those that kind of training so it's almost automatic, and that's what the cognitive command training is about. So it really impacts not just the driving, not just stressful situations, but anytime, just kind of the everyday flow of the work that police officers doing. So I think this might be the first time in the country, certainly in the state, that we've had an entire department go through this kind of training. It's about a 10-week training, and we're just very pleased. We've got the support of our police chief. We've got Dr. Page working with us. I think we're getting good response from our officers. So stay tuned. But they've just started this training. They'll be doing this now for quite a few weeks going forward.
And Mayor, we got to let you go in a second. But what does the training entail?
Well, part of it is using breathing. Part of it is how you do self-talk, you know, that sort of mental dialogue, using mental energy, mental imagery. It has that behavioral part of sort of practicing breathing in an intentional way and self-talk in an intentional way and imagery in a particular way. So you can do it somewhat on demand. So you recognize, oh, this is a stressful situation. Take a breath and get yourself in a better state. And then it opens kind of people up to their, full capacity to respond in a more positive way as opposed to kind of a more stressful or more of a automatic response that might be more negative.
Something we could all use, right?
Something that we can all use. and certainly with meditation and all mm-hmm. kinds of and sports and certainly in all kinds of fields. I mean, this is in one sense, nothing new. I am very glad that we're looking for our police department talking about the mental part of professionalism and making sure that that's available for our officers, particularly going back to they're out in the community. We want folks to be in top shape in their training with equipment and their training with their knowledge about what they're doing, but also their mental well-being. And I think that will have impact in our interactions with the community.
HillsboroughNC.gov if you want more information about that or the full open letter from the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners that was released today. Mayor Tom Stevens, we got to let you go, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.